Thanks for tuning in to WMPG Portland and Gorham 90.9. Today we are interviewing Leola Christine, a student here at USM. Leola Christine, how about you introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, my name is Leola Christine. I am editor-in-chief of magazine Fashion Field Studio. I'm also a freshman here at USM. This is my first semester, so I was kind of thrown into everything, I would say. It's a very crazy month, 2 months, so yeah.
Why'd you choose USM?
To be honest and raw out, scholarships. Also, I thought it was a pretty nice school. I wanted to go to school in Maine, which is like, you don't really hear a lot of people say that. I'm not even from here, but decided to come here, and then scholarships were also bonus. I didn't really get that in Delaware, especially with my in-state tuition. Then also the programs here, they have an occupational therapy program, which I didn't find anywhere else. And so it was like top of the list for me.
How long have you been doing your podcast?
On and off for 3 years at a steady pace, I would say this year. Beforehand, changed the names a couple times, different hosts. Now I'm like finally doing it alone, get it, run it independently without anyone. So, you know, it's a struggle.
What inspired you to create your podcast, Unbuttoned Down?
Mainly just to disturb certain silences and to talk about things that people wouldn't really talk about. Like, it could go from normal day life to why is Black History Month in 28 days instead of we're not talking about it the entire year. Things like that. Just making room for uncomfortable conversations. So we called it Unbuttoned Down because we're unbuttoning each topic. So we're like undressing it. So yeah.
That sounds like a good podcast.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your fashion magazine?
I started my fashion magazine in 2020. So we work with different influencers and influential people and photographers. So like each month or every 2 months we'll feature them. I go to like Fashion Week, I take photos there, but we try to highlight people who don't have a huge platform or like a huge voice yet. So we give them that platform so they're able to say, hey, I did work here, and they can use it to get bigger gigs and hopefully like move on. Like I was working with someone who had 10,000 followers and now she has, I don't know, like 10 million.
That's wow.
Yeah. So, and that kind of like kickstarted her career because when she was like posting about that, everyone was like, oh, I have to hop on that bandwagon and like interview her and everything like that, because I was her first interview. So, but a lot of people don't say that, but when you like look at the statistics, you're like, I helped you there. But it's just mainly to give like smaller people like a bigger platform.
It's really awesome. What exactly inspired you to create it?
So I'm a photographer myself, and photography is a lot of work. So I wanted to do something that could display my work and other people's work because I understand like how much time and effort goes into it. And like, it's a lot to do it by yourself, especially like to be heard in a certain way.
You're doing a lot for just a freshman. I really respect it.
Yeah. It's been a wild 3 years. I also graduated early, so it's like, It's been a roller coaster of different emotions for me. I don't know.
Do you have any after graduation plans? Do you want to pursue occupational therapy and continue doing podcasts in the magazine, or what's in mind?
I don't want to say occupational therapy is something to fall back on, but it's definitely like something I'm aligning myself with. I definitely want to keep that entrepreneurial mindset, like to decide and do like my magazine and everything. Because not only does Fashion Field Studio does the magazine, but it has smaller companies under that. So I hope to make like a steady income out of that. I would love to do like an occupational residency or just like do that sometimes, because as an entrepreneur, like you can control your own schedule and things like that. So it's not like I would choose one or the other. I would probably go like back and forth in a way.
When did you first get into photography?
That's a great question because I have to think about it.
Just always been a part of you, kind of?
It's always been a part of me. I would say I invested in a camera when I was 13, 14. around that time.
What was the first camera?
It was a Canon. Well, now it's like, now it's called a Canon T7, Rebel T7. But before it was, I forget what it was called, but it was like 2000. I was like, oh, it's the same camera, but just they changed the name. But that was my first camera. I still have that camera. I feel like it's one of the best beginner cameras, especially if you buy like different lenses. So I haven't really upgraded. Cause
that's how I am with my Canon M50.
True.
Anything else I should have asked you?
What do you think? Fun fact, I'm actually 16 in college.
You're 16?
Yeah.
I need to step it up.
It's not that. Like, all my friends are like, oh, you're so smart. I'm like, no, I dropped out. And then I decided, like, the next day, I was like, wait, I can't just, like, drop out casually. So I decided to do homeschooling. And it was, like, a 6 months program. But I was like, oh, I'll just take a year. Because, like, things came up. And I was, like, doing my business at the same time. And so I graduated 2 weeks before I came here. So it was, like, it was very crazy. And it's still crazy now. So...
That's insane. I respect that a lot. Alrighty, guys. You heard it here first. Leola Christine is on the rise. Be sure to check out her... What is your Instagram called?
Fashionfield Studio. And then Unbuttoned Down, my podcast.
Perfect. Be sure to check that out on Spotify and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to listen to any more features, go to WMPG.org.